July 9, 1899, Jesus shares his pains with the soul in order to continue his passion. This morning, Jesus wanted to renew in me the pains of the crucifixion. First he transported me outside of myself, up on a mountain, and then he asked me whether I wanted to be crucified. And I, single quote, why yes, my Jesus, I yearn for nothing but the cross. As I was saying this, a huge cross appeared. He laid me upon it, and nailed me to it with his own hands. What atrocious pains I suffered in feeling my hands and feet being pierced through by those nails, and what is more, they did not have a point, and it was hard and very painful to make them penetrate. But with Jesus everything was tolerable. After he finished crucifying me, he told me, my daughter, I make use of you in order to continue my passion. Since my glorified body can no longer be capable of suffering, by coming into you, I make use of your body just as I used mine during my mortal life, to be able to continue and to suffer my passion, and therefore to be able to offer you as living victim of reparation and propitiation before divine justice. After this, heaven seemed to open and a multitude of saints came down, all armed with swords. A voice like thunder came out from within that multitude, saying, we come to defend the justice of God, and to take revenge on men, who have so much abused his mercy. Who can say what was happening on earth at this descent of the saints? I am only able to say that some were fighting in one place, some in another. Some were fleeing, and some were hiding. It seemed that all were in dismay.